so many patterns of belief, even within spirituality, like, oh,
Like
we are.
women can't be a shaman.
Oh man, when you said that, I was like,
Or.
but after you said that, something came up with James.
Oh.
Not with him, but I was
Yeah.
discussing with him. I said, you know, if you went and helped your friends do something using your skill set, they would be like, oh my gosh, can I pay you? You're so valuable. Thank you for taking your time away. But I said, but when a woman, and I said, I'm not being feminist. I'm not a. But I said, but when a woman does, it's much more rare that somebody values her skill sets and her time as much as somebody else. And that was a few days after you said, oh, women can't be shaman. If we're dual energy, like there's no. And I find like people who say that, you're using that as a security blanket for your insecurities, which is a fake. It's a false sense of security for your lacking.
Because a lot of people that are like stating all these old traditional beliefs and views know in their heart that what they're saying isn't right. So they're almost looking to you to help them shift it, or to help them see the light, or to help them see the different perspective or the different view, because you're actually walking, living, breathing it. So then they can believe it a little bit more because it's tangible. Is that the word?
Yeah, tangible is
Interesting. It's more tangible because then
okay.
they can believe it more,
So
right?
how would you deal with that situation?
What do you mean? Like,
So
if someone were to.
yeah, so if I said, hey, women can't be shaman, let's just
How would I
say,
handle it?
yeah, how,
I am. My
okay.
beliefs and my roots and
So
my culture, women are just as much invited into shamanism as men, sometimes more, depending on different parts of Ireland.
and then let's say, because I really don't hold this belief, so
I
I'm
know,
literally
yep.
pulling from thin air. Well, no, my culture says only men can be shaman because women, blah, blah, blah. So how would you use that opportunity
I
to.
honor and respect your view, but this is my view and this is my belief. And
I
I
love
hold
that
true to
so
that, and
much.
just sending them love, right? Because they're coming at you in like a competitive or ego-driven form where you're wrong and I'm right. You're wrong and I'm right, and that's right away. It's like instantly someone trying to go above you, and you're below, right? It's no even keel. Love is the even keel. It's the common denominator. It's what ties us all together. So if you come at people that have hate or discrimination against you, or negative thoughts or views towards you, and you just come at them or go up against it with love, it dissipates it. It just dissolves. Whether they leave feeling the same way or not, it doesn't matter. They were just loved in that moment for no matter how mad or angry or frustrated they were loved. And you're not trying to go above them and say, no, you're wrong, I'm right.
No, I, that's really
That's how,
beautiful.
and I'm not going to sit there and try to fight with somebody to try to, or battle them, or go into an energy where I'm trying to get them to think the same way as me, or make them feel like I'm right and they're wrong. I'm quite the opposite. I want to go into that energy and just accept it and allow it. And that's your feeling, and that doesn't come into my bubble. So just because I'm accepting the situation doesn't mean I'm accepting your view. It's just like, okay, this is what it is. You're at that point in your life right now, on your journey in life or your path, that you're just, that's where you're at. And I love you for that. And that's great. And even if you never change your mind, I still love you for that. But I expect to be loved back, and I expect to have respect about what I feel. And if that's questioned, then it's a whole different, it's kind of a different situation, isn't it? Because if it comes in and they come back at more disrespect, you can still love them, but you still have to handle your respect about yourself and that other person's viewpoint and belief and energy, but still come into it with love.
They said you respecting somebody else should not come at the cost of your respect.
That's right.
Yeah. So I really, really like that. And can you imagine how the consciousness would shift if we saw, like, yes, this is your view. I respect that, but I have my own.
To me, what I've been really thinking about lately is borders.
Ooh, okay, tell me more.
Borders have been coming up. Now, borders to me are like lines in the sand. It's not necessarily like country borders or like global borders, but that's where it came from. Because if you fly up into space or you're hovering above Earth, you don't see borders. There's no borders. There's no lines cutting off Canada from the U.S. And there's no you know what I mean? So we're the ones who put that there. We're the ones who placed all these borders and separated this whole earth. And then that kind of goes into human beings and each of us, right? We have these borders around us all the time. Like, women, you can't do that because you're a woman. Or, no, you're too young. You don't have the wisdom for that. Or go on and on. There's so many different limitations and borders that we have in society that we need to bust down, because we are the only ones who are placing them there. And yes, they've been placed before us, but why can't we remove them?
We're keeping them online.
We are the people we've been waiting for.
Yeah, we're literally feeding those things.
Yes, so why can't we shift it and replace, you know, borders with limitless, or, you know, no lines to cross, yeah. Because there isn't a line. It's an illusion. It's not real.
If we created them, so to speak, air quotes, we can easily remove them, change them, alter them, and do... So most of the conditions that we put on our lives, they're made up in our minds.
Yeah, or already placed there.
Yes.
From before, from people before.
Mm-hmm.
Our family members or what have you.
And it's really easy to tell, like, which ones have been... are there that don't really jive with you, because every time you think it or you reinforce it, you'll feel it in your body. You'll say things and you're like, those are the ones that you want to definitely shift.
And then that kind of goes into beliefs too, where, you know, where it's this thought form or this energy or vibration where my belief is right and yours is wrong, or my belief is better and yours is less than. And that's a border that I would love to remove from people, so that you can just love people for what they believe. Doesn't mean you have to follow that belief or understand it, but you just love them because they're happy following that belief and their cup is full. So why are we trying to go into other people's cups and have them dump their cup into ours so that we feel fulfilled and they're walking around with an empty cup?
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone to have a full cup. That's the whole point of living.
It's true. And if you believe something truly, like you embody it, you know it to be true, you don't need to convince others. Because when we look to be right or convince others, we're just seeking to convince ourselves. Especially when we look into, you know, oftentimes it's a reflection or something that we need to heal from others. So if we're convincing them, trying to, or, oh, I'm right and you're wrong, this is my belief, then... you're trying to convince yourself too, or reinforcing or giving yourself an attaboy, where you should just be. And it's okay to go through all that. I mean, we all do. And we were talking about earlier how just because you have beliefs or you're spiritual or you're a shaman, you're on this journey, doesn't make you immune to this experience. And yeah.
Truth.
You didn't do the hashtag. It's, yeah, truth. No.
Hashtag truth. It's true. And why can't, and the same thing that's been coming up with that concept with borders is, why, ask yourself this, why do you believe what you believe, and why can't you add to that? Or why can't you remove some of those pieces of belief that you really don't resonate with, that don't ring true with you, but you can honor the rest of it. Take what you want and leave the rest. Why can't you add to your belief? Why can't you be religious and spiritual? Why can't you be a spiritual person and a naturalist? Why can't you be, you know what I mean? There's no borders. We're the ones that are putting it there for our own comfort. Mm-hmm. Because it's known and because it's been taught to us or shown to us. And I really firmly believe we are in an era in life right now where we are really truly the people we've been waiting for. There's no more waiting. Let's not wait anymore. Let's bust out and stop with the gate down. There's no gate down. That's a border. That is an illusion. And start racing. Go run. Do what you need to do. Change. Be who you want to be. Look how you want to look. Act how you want to act and be happy. And then you're going to start noticing more people running alongside of you going, thank you so much for inspiring me, or for showing me that this is okay, or
and it's
so for great. Accepting me.
Yes. And for seeing
yes.
me. I love seeing someone in, not in the physical sense of using my sight, but seeing. Hey, you know, like in Avatar when they say, I see you.
I was going to say like Avatar, yes.
That's the most beautiful part. Like, hey, I see you. I got it. And also something that I love change. Like I call it like jumping off of change cliffs all the time. I'm a cliff jumper of change. But I've had some people come up to me and say, hey, isn't it scary? You change a lot. You're doing this. Now you're doing this. When somebody says that, what I feel and see is not necessarily judgment anymore, I used to. But it's more like, hey, I want to do this too, but I'm a little bit scared. How do I do it? And I can't tell anyone. No one can tell you how to do it but your inner guidance. And that's something I want to talk about, is that change. And especially when you're changing these big borders in your life that have been generationally reinforced, change is supposed to be fun. It doesn't mean it's easy or la-di-da, but it is so fun, especially when you're changing for something that is aligned with you. Now, change gets fearful and really, really bad when you're doing something for others that is out of alignment for yourself. But I always say change is fun. It's what brought me joy. And I don't mean like joy like, oh, I'm running through field of daisies every day. I just mean like literally the cells in my body are like, yes, it makes me get up out of bed. It's something I can talk about. You can feel it. Like when I'm doing something I like, you literally, Jen, you can feel it on someone or myself. And same, I could feel you when you're in alignment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, I got to add this, because that came to me, is we push change or we force it or we can rush it.
Oh, yes.
So if you're rushing it, it's not going to be so fun because you're trying to fast forward. And, you know, source and creator in the universe will be like, whoa, back. And it'll make you go right back to the center to start all over again. So not pushing yourself for change. Mm-hmm. And also not regressing into change. There's always like that midpoint, that zero point, right? That void.
Oh, yes, on a bell curve where you can go forward.
That's nothing but everything. And then you can go either forward and go too fast, or you can go backwards and fall into comfort and change that way. So I always like reminding people, even little changes are huge, because you don't want to compare yourself to someone who is progressing at a very rapid rate, because that's their path. It may not always be like that. It'll change, right? So you don't want to compare or compete with other people's journeys with change, and just honor your own. Even a little change, like I'm not going to eat supper in this chair that I always sit in. I'm going to sit in a different chair. You're having a whole different perspective. It changes your whole energy, goosebumps, even just from saying that.
Yeah.
Or change your room around and everyone goes, oh, I don't want to paint the walls. I don't want to take everything out. Why are you going that far? Change isn't so difficult. It shouldn't be such work. Mm-hmm. Just move your bed an inch. Move it over. That changes mm-hmm. the whole energy in your room. It doesn't have to look different. It has to feel different.
Yes.
And that's the biggest thing with change, is it's not so much in the material, mundane world where we're going to receive the fruition and rewards of our change. It's more within ourselves and our own energy and our frequency and vibration. And everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything changes. If you shift your view even on something and you take your power back and you go, you know what, I'm not going to worry about that because that's already happened, and I'm going to tend to myself, and you take your power back, that whole energy changes. You change. So it's not about looks, and it's not about things. It's more about yourself.
Because it has to change.
You are a beautiful inspiration for change, because just in the small amount of time that I've known you, because I know our spirits have known each other for eons, but in this physical world, we've only known each other not long, not even a year.
No, not even a year.
I would say, right? And just even in that small amount of time, you've evolved and changed and formed into a whole new being before my eyes. So people that can keep up with their own changes help attract other people who want to keep up with their own changes. And then we just build this huge, big flower of life, right? And we just go from there. So you're a huge inspiration for change.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. In my life, too.
Oh, that means a lot.
Good. I really receive that shit. Oh, girl. Just gonna... Bring it.
We need to start video recording these, because that's half the fun. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. So, you know, for you, thank you for changing, because you're lifting many other people up to change in whatever form or ways or time frame it takes. It's you're helping many other people change. So just like that saying, when you heal yourself, you're healing everybody. So like all the people who are never do anything for themselves because they're too worried about everyone, gotta make sure everyone else is okay, put that little seed in your brain and let that grow and mm-hmm. be reminded that if you sit down and you do something to heal yourself, you're healing everybody in your family, everybody around you, your community, goes into the country, and it goes into the world, then it goes into the universe, yeah. it goes into...
It's limitless or borderless, mm-hmm. literally. Your healing and your change is borderless. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be big. And I know that we touched on it, but I'm trying to... They took me to specific points where, you know, I needed change. And really, it would be, I would sit and maybe pull a card. Or I would just say, okay, I need to pivot. And we've talked about pivoting energy.
Yeah, kind of doing that right now. Hey, you're looking at me all weird, but yeah.
What are you doing?
I just was guided to put this labradorite with the Super 8 amethyst and use my pendulum. And so it's almost like energy clearing for whoever's listening in the collective. I don't know. I'm just following.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's
I'm like following. But yeah, pivoting. That's
yeah, pivoting is big. And it got to a point where I loved change very much, but I would create borders because I cared a lot about what people said. Oh, Kim, you change too much. You do too much. I get that too much. You're too much. You do too much. Oh, you're doing this again. But really... when I sat and listened to myself, it felt so much more aligned. It felt very uncomfortable not to change with myself the way I wanted to. That's and then important. I stopped being, you know, that whole saying unapologetic. Mm-hmm. Really, I change unapologetically. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell anybody, I'm honest. And like, I came in here today and I was like, hey, like, I'm going through something. And it was literally like a rock in a shoe. That's how big it was. But it created a big change, and actually about a lot of the stuff we're talking about today.
Right? See? Because you healed, you're helping other people. Because you have that wisdom from the change.
And it's nice to have someone else who understands and is connected and loving unconditionally to share and speak about these things. That was for you.
Thank you. I love you. Like, you know, what keeps coming to me as I'm focusing on that labradorite is that we are changed every day we wake up. Mm-hmm. That's coming back to me. That was something I was learning like years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago, was every time I wake up, I'm different because I'll want to do something different. And then you just go back into that routine. Oh, I should probably brush my teeth first. Or no, I should probably go do, you know, you keep your routine. So now when I wake up and it's like, hey, I think today I feel like making my own breakfast, or I'm going to go for my walk now instead of after I have my tea. Like, little changes, follow those little still voices in your intuition and in your soul and in your brain, in your body. Your whole body reacts to that. It's like, yeah, do it. But then your brain goes, no, you shouldn't. You got to stay on track. You don't want to be late or whatever. It'll talk you out of it, right? So every day you wake up, remind yourself you are different. You're different. You're refreshed. You're a clean slate. You can be who you want. You can change the way you see something. You can change the way you're letting it make you feel. You can change where you live. You can change your relationship. You could change the way, you know, reacting to your kids. You can change everything, and you have the capability of it, and you have the force within you to do it. You just have to be willing to listen to those still little voices, those little niggles, even throughout the day. It's not just when you wake up. It's throughout the whole day. Sit down and just be quiet for a minute and just shut the door and don't let anyone in. Push the phone away. How often do you do that? I know everyone's little inner voice says that to everyone because we all need it. And I hear it all the time. I don't give myself enough time. I'm so busy. And, well, we're creating it for ourselves, right? And I'm not trying to say, you know, your life is the way it is because of you, and, you know, and pointing the finger, but it kind of is.
Yeah, well, we talked about taking your power back in a few episodes ago. Mm-hmm. That is your power. Yes, your life is the way it is because of you. Mm-hmm. And you, most importantly, don't get hung up on that. You have the power to change it. Mm-hmm. That is a really beautiful part. It's not like, it's me and this is my fault. No, that is like... that is the momentum to get you to the point where you realize, hey, I have the choice. And you...
I have the power.
Yes, the power.
to make the choice, right?
I wish we could cue that song right now.
Yeah, we should. I got the power.
Yeah. I love it.
So let's jump into this pool because Spirit's like, go now, Jen. Come on, Kim, dive with me because I know you want to go in here. So let's go back to, you know, if your life is not going so great and you're having some shitty things going on in life, because we all have, and if anyone says their life is perfect, they are not telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. They are trying to elude you. There's an allusion to that. If there is shitty things going on in your life in this very moment, I send you so much love and so much light. Do not feel like a victim. You did not manifest this. You are not being punished. This is not negative karma. This is not the universe going against you or God going against you, whatever you want to call it. This is a lesson. This is a teaching. Mm-hmm. So everything you go through teaches you something. So instead of having the viewpoint of, oh, why life? Why me? Why am I going through this again? Or why is this happening to me? Oh, woe is me. Go, what are you teaching me? I'm going to buck up. I'm going to sit up straight. I'm going to look straight in the eye, universe. I'm going to say, what are you teaching me? Show me what I'm supposed to learn because I'm going to make it through this.
Mm-hmm. And that requires self-love.
Mm-hmm. And self-acceptance.
Yes, very. I don't want that to seem insurmountable or like a big impossible task. Literally sitting like, oh, wow. Okay. And that's okay. And that's all it is. But you need that if you're in that situation in your life. That is very important. Be like, you know what? It's okay. Self-love there, because you have to love yourself before you can love others and accept them
mm-hmm.
in who they are.
Yeah, and you have to trust that the universe loves you always, too. And that that is what universe is. It's love. It's not hate. It's not darkness. It's not all these things that you see in the movies or anything like that. Universe has nothing to do with that. That doesn't exist in universal, unconditional love, essence, and energy. I've never experienced it. And so that's what we put up. That's what we throw out there.
Well, right? We create it to remind ourselves of what we truly are.
Yes. So if you're second-guessing loving yourself, start with the universe or God or creator, however you want to view it or whatever you believe. Look outside of yourself. Mm-hmm. Look outside of yourself for a few moments and start seeing everything that the universe is providing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Little messages, huge messages.
Yeah. And those thoughts or aha moments, you reference them pretty well. They said soul speak.
Mm-hmm.
That's your soul speak.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you have that moment of, I'm sure we've all had it, I be driving or walking somewhere and you just have this huge high. It feels like a high of love for everything. That is where it's at. Look for that every day in a little, and it doesn't have to be a big moment, but it's almost like a reset of, it's coming up for air.
Mm-hmm. Very. And realizing you're supported and that mm-hmm. you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're provided for, and it may not be what you feel you want, but it's always what we need.
Yes.
Always. And I love getting those waves of, I call them blanket love. It's like having a blanket of love wrapped around you.
Oh,
and you
just best instantly, feeling.
Even if it's just for a second or a split second, take it, because that split second can last you for months. Mm-hmm. If you hold on to that,
you can tap into it at any time. Yes. Again.
And then you can build it up from there.
Mm-hmm.
You can attract it more, and you can. Mm-hmm. It shows that you're open to it more.
Yes. And because you were able to, like you said, open to it and connect to it, it's bound to happen more and more. How many things do we drive past every day that we don't notice because we didn't take the time to notice them? But after you do...
Isn't that hilarious?
It's beautiful.
I love that about this space, because when people come in here, they'll come in here, say, like, once a month. There's a lot of people who like to book on the same date every month. So they'll come in here at least once a month and nothing will have changed. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, look at this piece of amethyst. And I'm like, yeah, it's always been there. What? I've never seen that before. Because you weren't meant to. You mm-hmm. weren't meant to see it until today. And I'm always trying to remind people of that. And I need that reminder too, right? Because and the same thing, and that goes into a different perspective too, is like a whole bunch of us going into a room. Let's say there's 10 of us in this room. I know there's more than that in this room with us right now, spirit, but let's pretend there's 10 human beings in this room, and we all leave this room, and we've all had the exact same experience in here, Not one of us is going to leave here with the exact same thing.
That's beautiful.
We're going to have a different story. We're going to have a different perspective. Oh, I didn't see that. What? I didn't know that was happening. I thought I saw this, and you piece it together. That's why there's billions of us beautiful beings on this earth, so we can all learn from one another, because everyone's perspective is different. There's not one of us that will be the same.
Mm-hmm.
I never end a class. Ever have I ever ended a class and everyone has said the same thing. No one has experienced the same thing. No one has visualized or envisioned the same thing. No one got the same sensations. Everyone has experienced it differently. Yeah. And there's a beauty in that.
That's what I really want to touch on. It's how beautiful that is, because so often we try to be like something else and basically fade our uniqueness, when our uniqueness is who we are.
It's our superpower.
It is. And be proud of that. And if ever you think, oh, I want to make this change, but who am I? Or I don't have this, or I'm different. Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good on, like, that is where it's at.
Yes.
And that is important. And yeah, if anybody's unique, I've always looked at them like, wow, good for you. Especially if they own it and they're bold about it. I'm like, yeah, good for you. And that's what actually I use as inspiration to myself become more bold and unique with everything. So
that's perfect.
Yeah, I love what you said, is everybody gets something different and we're not meant to get the same. So why are we trying to conform to borders that try to make us more generic, when really everything in your body, whether you admit it or not, and I'm saying you in general, is saying, hey, let me be me. And, you know, you said that you're different every morning. You're different every minute. And a lot of people mm-hmm. think, oh, I'm going to start this on this date. I'm going to start this at the end of the month or on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But your life is happening right now. Not on Monday. Not on Tuesday. Not on the 1st. Not on January 1st. It's happening right now. And you, just because, let's say, you're having life experiences, you know, it starts in your morning, doesn't mean you have to carry them with you all day, all week. And that's this. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take my own medicine right now for what I'm going through.
I rolled.
No, I was more like looking up. No, like, I'm like, yeah, that was funny, you guys. Thank you. I got that one. Yeah, I often get my own lessons through my own, you know, sayings.
Absolutely.
And some James comes up to me and he's like, hey, babe, like, you give really great advice. Or he says, whatever you do, he hasn't given it a name. But do you ever take your own advice? And he starts, right. Don't take this the wrong way. And I was like, oh, there's some truth pills coming up.
Right? It's true.
Yeah. And I have to remind myself of that. And
there's truth in that. We all should. Because we can, and that goes right back into, like, you talk very nicely to your friends and family, you know, when you're wanting to help them move through something. And you're loving them, and you're like, you know what's going to be okay, and you're wonderful, and this is going to be okay. Why don't we do that to ourselves? We do not reflect the same kind of love that we do towards outside of us, to our family, whatever, you know, our dogs, anything. And that's so important to get that rekindled and get that flame inside built more, so that you are practicing what you preach.
I went through that this morning.
Nice.
Like, everything you just said, I went through it this morning. And it was very humbling.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
My spirit guide came in when you were talking, and he is, like, very adamant that I say this. Another why question, so it must be about the whys today. Ask yourself this question. I'm going to ask myself this question as well throughout the rest of this day. Why are you forcing yourself to be something that you are not? Why are you forcing yourself to be something that you are? There is no force. We should not be forcing. Mm-hmm. There is no forcing. Forcing means you're pushing, and there's a power behind it that is misleading, in my opinion. Maybe too fast, maybe it's not the right time, this sort of thing. So why are you forcing yourself to be something that you're not? And why are you forcing yourself to be something that you are? Just be.
That second one is really packs a punch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because we don't, we hear often, why are you forcing yourself to be something you're not? But why are you forcing to be something that you are? And I was like, oh,
I'm high-fiving him right now.
Yeah. Yes. I'm like, why?
He does not come through very often, but when he does...
Does he have a lot of why questions?
He's just a very, you listen to him. Mm. He does not talk very much. He's more of like an essence or an energy that's around. But when he speaks, it's like, I gotta listen. Because there's always, he's always very deep and like very to the point. And maybe sometimes awkward and uncomfortable too with the questions that come up. But that's important because you have to feel awkward and uncomfortable to rebirth. Mm-hmm. You have to feel that weirdness. I feel weird, Jen. I'm so not myself. I hear that all the time and I don't know why I change my voice when I'm talking like other people. But that's just what I do and I love that. have to bring a highlight to that for some reason, spotlight that.
I'm gonna put that in our highlight reel.
You should not be feeling the same. Mm-hmm. I always remind people, you should feel awkward. Why are you saying that? That's so rude. That's not what I thought you'd say. Well, it's not rude, I'm saying that out of love, but you should feel awkward right now because you're going through whatever. You're changing your job, you're changing your relationship status, you're...
But who decided that was awkward? That is a border. Exactly. And a condition and a programming itself.
It's just a feeling. It's a feeling, and that feeling is a guide, a compass, and a map inside. Like, our spirit is saying, okay, this is awkward and this is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Because you got to bust out of this. Pay attention to your feelings. Mm-hmm. Don't second guess them and don't attach to them because they don't define what is going on. Really, they just define what is going on within you.
Yeah, and I find awkward and uncomfortable is a perfect time to pivot and change. Mm-hmm. And apply that new...
And it shows that you've already taken the leap of faith. Mm-hmm, it shows there. You've already taken the leap. So you're not standing on the ledge anymore or the cliff. You're already like free falling and like, what the heck is going on?
But you made it sound so much better.
Safe. Yeah. You're going to land safe.
You said free falling. I was going to say flailing. Oh. Just make it a lot more awkward.
I saw flailing while I was free falling in my vision there, but... Flailing means you're moving. It's kind of like the energy movement classes. I get you to literally move your body, and we're moving our body because we're moving energy out of it or emotions. Mm-hmm. So you gotta flail and you gotta kick and scream, just like, you know, when we were little wee ones.
Yeah,
you gotta kick and scream when things aren't going your way.
Well, that's how they.
That's your spirit's way of saying you need to change.
Mm-hmm. And how many people pace when they talk or when they have conversations or move their hands? Mm-hmm. It's all energy flow. So mm-hmm. if you are going through something or need mm-hmm. to think something, literally, usually a walk outside I find is the most perfect.
Yes.
But if you can't, just walk, move, shake your hands, go take a shower.
Yes.
Usually, if I feel very stuck, I'll go in the shower. And after a while, I remember many times I'm just like, oh, why am I keeping this going? Literally, I'll be in the shower and I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, okay, thanks. And I turn the shower off and I'm done.